Hundreds of people braved snow and sub-freezing temperatures to mark the International Holocaust Remembrance Day at Auschwitz, Nazi Germany's most infamous concentration camp. The event marked the 65th anniversary of the day the camp was liberated by the Soviet Red Army. Holocaust survivors and their families gathered with the leaders of Poland and Israel to lay candles at the monument of the victims in neighboring Birkenau, where the majority of Auschwitz prisoners were murdered.
What happened here?
To nie łańcuch kryminalnych czynów.
It's not a chain of criminal acts. It was something that was organized by the state.
Przez ówczesne państwo niemieckie.
By contemporary state of Germany, the Third Reich. We need to remember this because not always the one who is strong is right.
In a speech before the ceremony, Polish President Lech Kaczynski said that what happened at Auschwitz was an atrocity conceived and perpetrated by a modern state. We need to remember that not everyone who is strong is right, he said. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also attended the ceremony. He delivered a message of sadness and hope.
We sit in a warm tent. We remember those who shivered to death, and if they didn't freeze to death, they were gassed and burnt in a horrible conflagration. As we stand here together to commemorate the past, we are helping to build a future of decency and of truth and hope for all the peoples represented here and for all mankind.
Auschwitz and nearby Birkenau were the largest of the concentration camps and the epicenter of Adolf Hitler's final solution. It is estimated that more than 1 million Jews perished in the camps, along with hundreds of thousands of Poles, Roma, and others who were considered undesirable by the Nazi state. Most were gassed in Birkenau's gas chambers. Others died from starvation, disease, and physical abuse. When the Soviet Army liberated Auschwitz on January 27, 1945, they found fewer than 8,000 survivors. The Nazis had destroyed most of Birkenau in their retreat. Today, all that is left of the site are a few wooden barracks and a ghostly forest of brick chimneys where dozens of other barracks once stood. 75-year-old Eva Moses Kaur was one of the Holocaust survivors who attended the memorial. She lost most of her family in Auschwitz and spent 9 months in the camp before being liberated. She was 10 years old at the time. Despite her ordeal, Kaur says she hopes the ceremony will inspire peace and forgiveness.
I believe that the world has not learned how to heal, and that is the reason we keep seeing these tragic human events that are human-made tragedies happening, Rwanda, Somalia, Darfur, and so on. Because victims pass on to their children pain and anger, and many times maybe children or grandchildren of victims become victimizers. And children and grandchildren of victimizers become victims. So this is a vicious cycle that doesn't seem to have any end on my shoulders. So I believe if I am going to be lighting a candle today with the president of Poland, I would like to tell him that he and his people, and he should advocate, he cannot make his people do anything, but he should advocate, and he himself should forgive the Nazis for everything they have done. And what is important for him to understand, that the forgiveness is not for the perpetrator as much as to help free the victims. I give the same message in Germany. They look at me, forgiving the Nazis? And I said, I have forgiven them. You should forgive them. Because what Hitler and the Nazis have done to the rest of the world, they have done much more so to the German people and the legacy they left for Germany. Forgiveness, in my opinion, is a seed for peace. Anger is a seed for war.
The sign over the gate to Auschwitz that reads Arbeit macht frei, or Work makes you free, was stolen in December. Although the sign has been recovered, it has yet to be reinstalled. Hilary Hewler for VOA News, Auschwitz.